Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
Welcome back. 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We update that every day for you. We upgrade it up, improve it, make changes, put new stuff up all the time, including the video. That's the newest section of our website. Check out the video section when you get there, and we're putting up a new video, at least one, every week. And, of course, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Ruth Sherman is our good friend and a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Get What You Want. Let me rephrase this. Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. I don't have her book in front of me, folks. As you know, I'm on the road, but that's what I remember. Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. Right, Ruth?
I like the Get What You Want. I like that title better, Jim.
Get What You Want. Let's collaborate on that book, Ruth. Tell us how we can find you online and get your book, too, please.
You can find me at ruthsherman.com. So, you can download a freebie there too. So put your name in the boxes and download my Speakrits, which is going to be the title of my next book. So
Speakrits. I like that.
Speakrits. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
I expect to launch that book on the show, Ruth.
You got it. You heard it here first. Fantastic. Thank you.
Exactly. Hey, Ruth, we're talking about overcoming fear of reaching out, of connecting with people, picking up the phone, talking to them in person. Are you still seeing this as an issue to getting up in front of an audience, maybe speaking to customers, delivering proposal? Are you seeing that as well?
It's huge, Jim. It's bigger now than ever because there is so much competitive. It's so competitive in the market. In every business, it's so competitive. There are so many people competing for your time and attention. So one way to get that time and attention and grab it away from other people is to get up on stage and do a presentation. And when I say a stage, it doesn't have to be a big formal stage in front of 5,000 people. I'm talking about a meeting or a group of 20 or going to a networking event or putting yourself out there as an expert in a particular field and taking the time to prepare a presentation and actually standing up there and delivering it and interacting with your audience. Very, very powerful. But most people won't do it. They won't do it. So it's a huge opportunity, and I think it's big enough you can drive a truck through it, Jim. I really do.
So you're saying that if you can do what Ruth is saying, Ruth, you're saying that is going to give you a competitive advantage. It's going to differentiate you from other people.
Not only is it going to differentiate you, but as you get better at presenting, as you get past the fear of it, and by the way, the fear, the nervousness, call it stage fright, you can call it whatever you want, are universal. Everybody feels that at some point in their presentation career, and it never really goes away entirely, nor should it. You need a little bit of that to have an edge. But as you get past the fear that's been holding you back, it is unbelievable how appealing it can be. People sitting in an audience, number one, they're so glad it's you up there and not them. That's number one. They want you to succeed. They really want to take away information that they didn't have before. So, yeah.
Well, and you know, don't be afraid to be you in those situations. Don't try to be something that you think they want you to be. Don't try to contrive yourself. You know, make the adjustments in what you say in your content. You can have all you can do whatever you want to with the content, but in terms of how you present it, of how you deliver your message, just be yourself. That's the kind of thing that people want to see, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. And you know, that sounds pretty vague to a lot of people. You know, what does that mean to be myself? You know, we have a lot of different selves. you know, we have ourself when we're with our family. We have ourself when we're with our boss, and we have ourself when we're with our pets, or we're with friends having a glass of wine, perhaps. But it's another self to get up on stage and present. And one of the great secrets, I think, of becoming a good presenter is something that, it's a quote and it's an anonymous quote, and this is practice plus experience equals spontaneity. And I love that. Yeah, and I love that because it's so true. You can't just get up there and expect to be really good and wow the audience unless you've at least taken some time to practice and rehearse. And you know what? It was my fear for many years to tell clients how much they had to rehearse, because you've got to practice a lot more than you think. In fact, Winston Churchill is supposed to have practiced 1 hour for every minute of speech. So that's a lot of rehearsal. That's a lot of practice. And but the whole idea of practice plus experience equals spontaneity, meaning being yourself, being authentic, it is so true. So that's something I think that people should take to heart.
Well, that's exactly right. And I will tell you, if you will be yourself, that's the best way to get forgiveness if you should happen to mess up. If
absolutely.
People think you're being yourself, don't you think, Ruth? Quickly.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. They are so glad that it's you on stage and not them, right? Because that's the kind of opportunity it is. They're there to see you succeed. They don't want to see you fail, and they are very forgiving. If you can, if you mess up, if you drop your notes, if you misspeak, if you forget, if you lose your train of thought, there are so many things that can happen, and that have happened to every presenter.
Ruth,
right?
I got to wrap up. I'm going to make sure we go
get
your website.
Yeah, of course.
RuthSherman.com, folks. Check it out. Thank you, Ruth, for being here. We'll see you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.